second of the 3 weeks of Torah. Says the Navi, Shemu Shamayim Alzois. Avelus, mourning, descends on Shamayim because of the following. Visa'aru Charvu Ma'od, and a tremendous storm, a tempest, brings destruction, Hashem. There is tremendous destruction, tremendous sadness, grief, because of the following. Ki shtayim ra'ois osa ami. My nation has done two evils. Oisi ozvu mekor mayim chaim. They left me to join the source of mayim chaim, to be joined with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of all life. They left me, they forsook me. Lachsoiv lahem boirois boirois nishvayim. Instead, to get involved in broken water sources, dead springs. You go on a hike for 4 hours to find the spring, and then you finally find there is nothing there. Asher lo yachilu hamayim, which doesn't produce, does not contain any water. So, it's considered two evils. So we've learned before, the Gemara in Tainis, very famous Gemara, beginning of Tainis, Gemara da Pei. Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Ma'idach Sif Kishtayim Ro'ez Asa Ami, Ta'artanu Dahave, only two things we did wrong, that's it. Hashem says, Shoimu Shemayim, the whole Shemayim should be Mis'abel, should be Ba'avelos and Klai Yisrael, why? Because of two things. These two things, that's it, back to Gemara. Ta'artanu Dahave, Esrim Arba Shvikilu, you're ignoring the other 24. Rashi has a couple different shot than what the 24 might be, maybe the 21st Swarm of Tanakh. This is the only two Averis we find. So the Gemara says a Teretz. Today, we would like to learn Yushalmi Teretz, Yushalmi in Sukkah. And the fifth parak in parak of Chalil, Yushalmi wants to know what the pshat in the Pasuk is. We'll see what the Yushalmi says. Let's first learn the Mishnah, which the Yushalmi is going on. The Mishnah is describing in Perek HaChalil and Perek Hay, in Mishnah Dalet, the Seder of Mizrach HaMayim, the beautiful ceremony and the Simcha and the dancing which was done as Klai Yisrael went to draw the water for Mizrach HaMayim and they poured it. So the Mishnah has a tremendous cheshbon, you might remember, of all the different tekiyos which kept being blown over and over again. Tekiyos, true as tekiyos, as they kept blowing every couple of minutes as they would go here, go there, on the way to go draw the water. So it's describing how they left the Beis HaMikdash, and as they got to the main eastern entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, and if you remember how the Beis HaMikdash was shaped, the Beis HaMikdash, you come in from the east side, that's the main entrance, in front of you, you have one, there's just Nashim, you have another Azar, another, until you get to the Ulam, and you keep heading west the entire time, but when you come in, you get to the Heichal, to the Kodesh HaKodesh HaKadoshim. So you're always heading from east to west. Haraz Esim is due east of the Beis HaMikdash, and from Haraz Esim till today, you can see the entrance way where there used to be the Mizrach side going into the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the Kohen Gadol would stand, where the Sekan Kohen Gadol would stand when he'd be preparing the Parah Aduma on Haraz Esim, which is Har Mishcha, facing west toward the Beis HaMikdash, the main entrance. You see the Shari Nikmar, you see the 15 steps of Shir HaMalos. So the Mishnah tells us in Sukkah, as the Kehanim were leaving to go walk out to get the water, they would get to the main entrance which walks up from the Mizrach. They would stop before they would leave and they would turn around and face west, face back towards the Heichal, to the Ulam. The Amun, they would say, our forefathers which were in this place, they had their backs towards the Heichal, and their faces were towards the east. They were heading, when they walked out of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't turn around, they didn't walk out backwards. They walked out, had their backs facing the Heichal, and their faces were east. They just walked out. And they were bowing down eastward towards the sun. Sun rises in the east, that's where it seems to be getting its gvur from. If you're into Avodah Zarah, it seems that's where its kayak comes from. That's what they were doing. They were facing the wrong way. That's what Avisenu were doing. What is this referring to? This is referring to a story, a very famous story in Yechezkel, Kapitel Ches, when the Pasuk is describing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking Yechezkel to different places and showing him how Klal Yisrael was falling and getting closer and closer to Chorban, closer and closer to Galus. So the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Pasuk Tezayin, Vayovei Oisi El Chatzar Beis Hashem Apnimis, which many of Farshim say is referring to the main entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, and now by the door of the Heichal, where I'm close to the area where you go to the Ulam and Mizbeach, and I see over there, a little bit past the Mizbeach, Mizbeach is west of Yechezkel, and he sees that between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, Ke'eshem HaChamish Ish, there's around 25 fellows, Achireyem al Heichal Hashem Ufneyem Kedma. Their backside is towards the Heichal, and their faces are facing east. They have their backs to the Heichal. Uvehema mishtachavisem kedma lashamish. And they are bowing eastward towards the sun. Vehema mishtachavisem. It doesn't say mishtachavim. We'll speak about that soon. Very interesting word, mishtachavisem. Kedma, eastward lashamish. Vayoyim realayim, Rabbi Yishalom said to me, says Yechezkel, Haraisa ben Adam. You see what's going on, Yechezkel? Is it not enough? Is it lenient what they're doing over here? Look how terrible it is how they're treating me. This is one of the Makaris and Chazal that Chamas the first of our Gezara. And they're continuing to make me angry. And they are sending a vine towards their face. What is this vine towards their face? What exactly is going on? So this Gemara, this Pasuk, excuse me, is brought in Kedushin, in Yuma, and in Sukkah. And the Gemara tells us a terrible story. The Yechezkel Hanavi came, and the Gemara asked Akasha on this Pasuk, if it says in the Pasuk that their backs were facing to the Heichal, obviously their faces are to Mizra. Or if we know that their faces are to Mizra, obviously, their backs are to the Heichal. Why does the Pasuk have to give this double lashon? It's coming to teach us something, the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, in Yuma, in Kedushin, and Sukkah, says the Gemara, that they were matri in Atzman, and matri in Klapi Mata. Rashi says, matri in like the lashon of a Baal Pa'ar. The Baal Pa'ar was an Abagazar, which is worshipped by a person relieving himself, going to the bathroom and relieving himself for Gedayim over there. So this is what they were doing, says the Gemara, Matrizin. Rashi's Matrizin Re'i means literally that they had Soya come out, they literally, like a dog in the middle of nowhere, they just went and did this towards the Beis HaMikdash. So they were bowing down to Mizrach, and their backs were doing this. Now, the Nesivis HaMishpat had the famous Rebbe Leiberbein, the Nesivis, the Eteres Gittin, many Svarim he's famous for. He has a sefer called Nachas Yaakov al Hashas, and he writes in his Pirush on Maseches Yoma, it's impossible to say that they literally were doing this. The Gemara means as a mashal to say that they were being revealing how sinful they were, how horrible they were, how bad they were. But don't think it means ad kedei kach that they were doing this action. But it seems that Rashi does learn like that literally. It seems like that very much. Rashi says Re'i, and also in his Pirush on Yechezkel. When it says, V'hinam sholchem es hazamoyer el ap, and they're sending the vine towards their faces, Rashi says, this vine means what's coming out of their rear side, out of their backside, what that stench which they're letting forth is going to eventually come back to haunt them in their own faces. The lashon of the Targum in Yechezkel is, V'inun maisen basa, they are bringing a bad smell, la'apeyo, into their own faces. So literally a terrible smell, a stench is coming out of them. They think they're mocking the Beis HaMikdash, but really, they're going to suffer. This stench is going to come back and haunt them. So Rashi learns. The Radak learns a little differently over there. The Radak says, in Yechezkel, apam really refers to, as if it would say api. They're sending the stench to my face. So the Pasuk doesn't want to say api, so it changes it to apam, lashon saginar. As if it says, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look what they're doing. They're stenching, they're making a terrible smell, they're dafka doing something disgusting, letting out a terrible smell on purpose, intentionally towards me. This halakhis, when we daven Shemoneh Esrei and someone has a need to let out a smell. The halachas had to deal with it in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara Shulchan Aruch had to deal with it. And here they're in the holy base, in the base of Mikdash, and they're dafka doing it towards me. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, so it sounds from Rashi and Radaka, they learn it quite literally. But again, the Nesiva says it can't be Chas Hashem to say that, he says. So he says, but the Shur is a very, very strong mashal that there are various that they're involved in the base of Mikdash, they're thinking about it, involved in it, as if the stench is coming towards me. So, again, let's get back to the Mishnah in Sukkah. So the Mishnah in Sukkah says that Bnei Yisrael, the time of second base of Mikdash, time of Bayis Sheni, as they were leaving, what would they say? They would stop, turn around. Doesn't say you have to do this all the time. This halacha is not brought down in the Rambam. They would turn around, face the Aruch HaNar speaks about why it's not brought down in the Rambam. They would turn around and face the Heichal, and they would say, Aviseinu Shehori v'Mokim Hazeh. Our forefathers, when they were here, they were facing the wrong direction. And they were bowing down in the east towards the sun. So they were sitting with the sun in the front, and at the back, terrible loss. A double avir. Us, the ka einenu. We are focused on our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, how you shine him? They would repeat it twice. Onu l'ka. And the Farsh, the Gemara, and the Bartanura speak about exactly what the double lashon is. So, after this Hakdama, we can now see what the Yushalmi in Sukkah says on this Mishnah. Yushalmi ties us into our Pasuk in the Haftarah in Yirmiyah and explains this is what our Pasuk's meaning. Let's see. The Yushalmi says like this. Omer Avchiyo Barba. Behema mishtachavim ain't sivkan. In Yechaskel, it doesn't say behema mishtachavim. Ela behema mishtachavisem. What's this word? Mishtachavisem? Shoyim mishtachavim lechama umashchisim leheicho. So this word is, Rashi explains in Yechaskel. Rashi in Yechaskel brings this Yushalmi and says mishtachavisem is a combo word. I think in English we say a compound word if I'm not mistaken. Made out of two words put together. It has with the word mishtachavim, bowing. It also has the word mashchasam, like in Chumash, the mashchasam bum. I saw him by a carbon with a mum. Mashchasam, a destruction in it. So this word mishtachavisem has literally the word mishtachavim and mishtachavasam. So why? It says, Rachi Barba, Rachi Barabba, Shay mishtachavim lachama, they were bowing to the sun. Mashchasam lehecha, they were doing something destructive towards the hecha. In the same moment, they were doing both of these things, like I said before, but he learns it from the double Russian, from this word, this double word, mishtachavisim. Then Zot Yushalmi, Omer Abba Bakahano, Kishtayim Rois Osami, says in Yirmiyah, Naftaira, Chayisrael, Shoimu Shamayim, Shamayim is being Abba because Chayisrael did two Averis, the Kishtayim Rois Osami, almost like the Gemara in Tanya says Kasha. Here it's much stronger, listen to Yushalmi's Nasir. Havitra Le'elef, because Baruch Hu was the Vatra and the other 1,000 Averis. 1,000 Averis. The rice is Rabbanan, components, parts. So the Gemara Tani is lenient. The Gemara Tani says 24, what about the other 24 Averis? Here the Gemara Yushalmi and Sukkah bombs us and says, what about the other 1,000? What happened to those? Only two. Elo, Shayim Mishtachavim Lechama, U Mishtachavim Lehecha. This Avera, this two-part Avera says it all. This is the 1,000. This includes everything. Kishtaim Rois Osami. There's this one Avera that has in it both parts. Mishtachavim Lachamo Mishtachavim Lehecho. So, if you learn like how we explained so far, literally, there was two things mamash happening at the same time. They were giving tremendous covet to the sun. And they were also, at the same moment, they're being mezalzel in the worst possible way, at least in the mashal is the worst possible way, if it's a mashal, to the heichal. So that's kishtayim rois asa'ami. It's like you have a kashrut with the Rabbi Shel Olam, as Pesach HaShnei Se'if from the time of El Yobar Carmel. This is the worst possible thing. They're mecha, they're not Pesach HaShnei Se'if. They're mizalzel, the biggest zilzel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are mechabed, the son. A little bit of a limud chus on them. Some Rebbe writes, We know that the Rambam tells us, a very famous Rambam, beginning of Yazara and Amor Nevuchim, the Rambam said that the Dor Elish made a terrible mistake. They believed completely in HaKadosh Baruch, but they thought HaKadosh Baruch wants us to serve him through intermediaries, through the sun, through the moon, through the mazalis. And then eventually, people got so carried away that they forgot about HaKadosh Baruch HaBachlal. Very famous Rambam. And people many times made this mistake because they saw how great HaKadosh Baruch was. They said, HaKadosh Baruch is so wonderful. He has a, can have a kesher with us. And they forgot that Eina Chanami HaMagbi Rabbi Yisrael Masov lifted by Mashpili Leroy. He comes down, he gets involved. Mashkiach. Rabbi Yisrael is with us at all moments. They forgot about that. And to stress their shita, they bowed down to the sun, to be Machaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were mattress connected Hekel saying, Hashem is not here. That's what they meant to say. Hashem is not here. Hashem is in Shemai. He's not here. There's nothing wrong with what we're doing. There's no Kedusha here. That was their terrible mistake. The truth is he brings the Darkei Moshe and the Rambam Paskin that the Oren HaKodesh of a shul is not allowed to face due east. The Shulchan Aruch says it has to be a little bit off. It shouldn't be facing exactly where the sun comes from. Face toward the Eretz Yisrael, even if you live in the western countries, you're not allowed to face due east. The Beirush Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch discuss, even if someone's in the bathroom, which way the bathroom should be facing, the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. So, we have to be paying attention every moment that the Rabbi Shalom is here. But they weren't doing that. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Pirush on Yerushalmi, says something very, very similar. He says that it seems that they wanted to be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shituf. Why? Reb Chaim Kanievsky and many, many Achroinim, and Medayik, that maybe Reb Abba Bar Kahana, at the end of the Gemara, is learning the story in Yechesed a little differently. Shoyim b'shtachavim l'chama, u'mishtachavim l'echel, literally means that they were bowing to the chama. And they were also bowing to the Hechel, like Belio Bar Carmel. They had this, they believed in Hashem, but they also wanted to believe in Avodah Zarah. And many, many Achroim, many Mepharshim, they all say that in a way it's worse. Someone is going along and he believes in Avodah Zarah, so he'll wake up, so he'll smell the coffee, he'll say, what am I doing? He'll come back to Rabbi Shalom. But someone, though, the whole time is also serving the Rabbi Shalom, he doesn't think he's so bad. He's like, I believe in Hashem. I also believe in this. I have the tree and I have the menorah. So he kind of feels like he's dual. He's the peace man. He's a Shalom guy. So this is considered Avodah Zarah B'shituf, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin had a discussion. We spoke about this in the Navi Shir a few weeks ago. That it might even be worse. Machlekes Rav Shimon Yechai holds that Avodah Zarah B'shituf is worse. Better be Avodah Zarah. You believe in serving Hashem, answering Avodah Zarah means you know what the truth is, and you're still serving Avodah Zarah. So they were bowing down to the Hechel. They were bowing down to the Chama. In a way, it's a gemishta guy. The Vayashiv in his drushes, the Chassad Gevrocher Yisrael Vayashiv says this is exactly like when Rivka Imenu was scared. She walked by base of Avodah Zarah. The baby, she thought it was one baby, is coming out. She goes, Rabbi Sekhnes is coming out. Someone who's completely gemished, mixed up. Rosh Hashanah used to speak about this a lot. Rav Yashar brings in his rushes, brings this Yerushalmi, says, Kishtayim Rois Asa'ami. This is what the Nabi is Taina is, that the so tzedreit, the so mixed up. So this is the Pasuk, Kishtayim Rois Asa'ami. Oisi Ozu Mekor Maim Chai, and they left me, says Rabbi Yashar. Lachsav Lehem Boy Rois, Boyreis Nishbar Mashal Echilu Amoyim. It's more, a little more like the first mouth, we said, like the way the Babli normally learns, but at the same time they were turning away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, turning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you be not Pekiris. The Beis Halevi writes that we mentioned this also maybe a few months ago. Beis Halevi says that he never really made an Apikiris. The Apikorsim believe very, very religiously and strongly and ideologically whatever clear they decided to believe in. Yeah, we mentioned this inside the story then with the guy who believes in the green and the nature. This guy believes, I'm not making this up, I once saw a box of crackers, and it said on the box of crackers, if you buy our crackers, because of the packaging, you're helping to save the orangutans. Maybe it's a nice thing to save orangutans, if you'll make this stuff into a religion. Because people have a need to believe in something, they don't believe in their Bible, and they get involved in something else. So that's the Navi here is really speaking about an all-encompassing idea. Rabbi Shem gave us koiches. And not only are we not using it the right way, but automatically use it the wrong way. Like the Rabbis writes right, beginning of Shabbat talking. If you leave the Rabbi Shalom, you're automatically going to be believing in other things. No such thing as I don't believe in anything. You believe in yourself, you believe in your own idea, you believe in your strength, you believe in your wealth, you believe in flying, you believe in Hika, you believe in the dark, you believe in mask, whatever you believe in. Or you believe in the Rabbi Shalom. So that's what this possibly means. It's an aver which encompasses two parts. It's a achas sheishtayim. Ishtayim roi sasam. He's referring to a desire. A lack of kasher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu automatically slips to the most disgusting relationship with the Rabbi Shalom. And instead you get involved in all the other types of worship. This is what the Rabbi Shalom wants us to wake up from. So what the Navi is telling us this week, I'm not one of those people who can tell you what the Rabbi Shalom wants us to wake up from. I'm just saying over what Yirmiyahu HaNavi says. Wake up, get more focused on our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us gezunt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us parnasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us nechamas. Vias goyel tzedek. Imheir v'yameinu. Amen. Good Shabbos.